it's interesting because I don't know anything about Willie Colon. I don't know him from Adam.
Don't care.
No, I really don't care. But he got mad at me. Willie did.
He didn't like this line of questioning?
At the end, he got a little upset by it. Now, the only thing you need to know about this before going into it is that the last name of the fullback for Green Bay, his name is Kuhn.
Yes, John Kuhn.
K-U-H-N.
Right.
E?
No, just K-U-H-N. Just,
okay.
Plain Kuhn. So here...
And that's what Packer fans chant whenever he does something.
And don't kid yourself. They get a kick out of that. Okay, go ahead.
Number of college?
Willie Colon, number 74, Hofstra University.
Hofstra, cool.
What's up?
Okay, these are things that you would do to actually win a Super Bowl, okay?
Okay.
All right, you tell me whether you go along with it or not. All right, to win a Super Bowl, would you poop your pants in the second quarter and not change them for the rest of the game?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
No one would be bothered by that at all?
No. I mean, if it's to win the game, yeah. Okay. If that was going to guarantee me a win, yes, I would.
Okay. Have Mike Tomlin be your fluffer next time you have sex.
Whoa. I don't think so.
No? For a ring? Once in a lifetime. No one has
to. Well, I got one already, so.
Okay, all right. For your second one. All right. Now, you have kind of a funny last name, right?
Why is it funny?
Well, you don't have to pretend like that people hadn't made fun of you before.
It's not funny in my household. They like it.
I bet in school, though, I bet you the kids are mean.
Nah, they weren't mean to me.
They weren't?
No.
Okay.
I was a part-time dentist. I used to knock teeth out.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Well, would you change your name right now to the name of the last name of the fullback for the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
That's a safe one. Would you get Vince Lombardi tattooed on your left testicle to win the Super Bowl?
If it's going to guarantee it, yeah, I'd do it.
You would? It's there permanently?
Hey, man. At least I get a shot of greatness.
All right. Try and sneak an Uzi into the locker room. You may get caught, you may not, but you sneak it in. If it works, you win.
To win?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? Why not?
Uzi. Let Lima Swede fart on your pregame meal.
Yeah. A little seasoning. There's no wrong with a little extra seasoning.
Gross.
All right. Would you dip your butt in a koi pond and let the fish clean it?
Man, where do you guys get this from? Nut jobs out here. Some dude asked me some bizarre shit over there. I had to walk away from it. You about to get walked away from it too. Your last question.
Last question? Okay. Wear personalized eye black, you know, like zip codes that people wear and stuff like that, or area codes and stuff like that. Would you wear, though, personalized license plate that said on the left eye, and on the right eye, sucker?
No doubt. Definitely would do it.
You would?
Yep. Definitely would.
All right, bro. Thanks. Bro.
Oh, my God.
So he's wanting to know where you guys come up with this stuff, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
He already had to walk away from somebody.
To a koi pond and let the fish clean it.
That's the question that got him mad.
Yes.
That of question. All the questions.
Yeah.
You asked him if he'd put C. Esser on his eye black.
Right.
And he was fine with that.
His name to the Packers fullback.
Right.
And he's ready to go along with that to win a Super Bowl.
Boy, but when it comes to cleaning your ass with fish,
I'm telling you,
look out.
What was his facial expression when you asked him about the Packer fullback? I'm just curious if he
didn't laugh
that.
At all. He did not laugh at all. He was like, no, no. And when I asked him the koi pond thing, he pushed my shoulder. Like, come on, man. Where do y'all come up with this S? And I was just kind of like,
you think
whoa.
He could have taken him?
Willie Colon? Yeah, I could have taken him. But the thing is that struck me about that is, yeah, that was the one question that got him. But that's how crazy that statement is. And that's why initially we laughed so hard when you said that.
Because when he said it.
Well, yeah, when Mike said that initially.
I just said I needed to clean my butt.
Right. And when
we
you
hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who's going to be there?
The host?
Who?
P. Diddy.
You're kidding.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
what are they calling it? Zouk?
Zook.
Or Zook?
Zook. Yeah.
Zook?
Uh-huh.
I think he's
after
called,
the Florida coach?
He's Diddy Dirty Money now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is Diddy Dirty
know.
Money.
I don't know, but they've invited us to go.
I have to clean my butt. I can't make it.
God. So what are you going to do? Go out and dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean it?
funniest thing you've ever said.
I mean,
it really is.
It's just insane.
I know.
Where did that come
I'm
from?
I'm not a funny guy.
It's just completely,
funny.
Completely insane.
Mike told me how he came up with it, but I want him to tell me, to tell us.
You came up with it pretty quick.
You were at a doctor's appointment or something that morning, or you saw some documentary on fish that clean other fish.
Oh,
and that
yeah,
was in your head.
Yeah. I was at a doctor's office, and up on the TV in the waiting room, they had something going on the Science Channel or some such,
science.
Where there was this big fish who would just swim up by a school of smaller fish, and they would come up and start cleaning him off.
That happens a lot. Those little parasitic fish.
Yes. I mean, it's a natural part of the fish world.
Yeah, well, out of all that, that's how crazy that statement is that that set Willie Colon off. Would you dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean? Come on, man.
Dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean it.
Couldn't even get it out.
I know.
It's so insane.
Actually, a visual of you actually doing that came to mind.
So was he visibly mad at that question? Or was he just kind of like, what are you doing?
I don't know. He just wanted to leave.
All right, we need to remember this and try it again sometime.
Yes.
Okay. See if it arouses that same type of reaction in others. Or maybe Willie Colon is just coy sensitive.
All right, here's a guy. He says, I work from home with my kids at home. Last week, and they are not allowed to listen to your sinful filth. I used headphones. It got old, but I got to listen to some Radio Gold, so it was worth it. You guys are the best. Wu-ta hee-na-na.
Martin Under, who gives a
That's his sign-off.
Wu-ta.
Wu-ta.
Wu-ta hee-na-na.
I like how he shortened it. Wu-ta hee-na-na.
So...
That's it. The end. Quit jacking with that, man.
There's so many possibilities.
Hey, he's shooping. That's what he does.
That's me in slow motion just making a Bruce Lee roundhouse on somebody. Right into the throat.
Hachikapata wutahinana.
You just flying through the air and then the 360 just really slow.
Oh, yeah,
slow.
As I'm screaming.
All right, up next, changes on the Mavericks television broadcast crew.
Hello, this is Dan McDowell. Please tune into Bad Radio. Thursday, noon to 3, especially at 12:50, Homer Call of the Week playoffs. That's 12:50, Thursday on Bad Radio.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, kicked more ass than the Packers at Super Bowl 45.